Thing that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 8:36. Rock. Hunter. Good. I didn't know if you were back. Like, hold on. How much time do we have? I'll be right back. I never know if you're going to make it back in time. Anyway.
What a great beat.
Yeah. It's just funky and fresh. You ever play that at your weddings?
Not too much. Hey, you know what? Maybe so. I did a wedding this past year that had a weed bar.
Really?
That was interesting.
That is interesting.
You know what was interesting about it? Is at first you're like, how's this going to go? Because grandma or somebody's going to be like, this is absurd. But no. No, not at all. It was weird. It's weird that weed became illegal, what, 4 years ago now?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
4 years ago? 3 years ago? God, that's even weird saying.
I think 2017. No, it's 20. It was like right when I moved, like 2017, yeah.
2017, 2018.
Yeah.
It just becomes the norm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say becomes the complete norm. I mean, there's still people out there weary about it.
Here's what's interesting for me, having like a weed bar at a wedding. And this is because of how I am when I'm on the weed. Like, I just can't handle it. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like, okay, it's not like I'm going to go up and get a drink and then, you know, finish that drink and have another cocktail and kind of work my way through. It's like, if I, like, go up to that weed bar and eat one edible cookie, you know what I mean? I'm done.
You're going home.
I'm going to the moon, and then I'm going home, right? Uh-huh. So it's just weird that be like, are you going up and like, all right, hey, no, I'm going to try that joint. Like, if I have one joint, I'm high. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I get it. I don't have the tolerance of, say, Snoop Dogg, but it's still just, I feel like, isn't it one and done for a lot of people? I don't know.
You know what I will say about the weed bar at the wedding? It's not the greatest for the dance floor. I'll tell you that much. Like, what about play Sublime? Like,
I don't practice Santeria.
Yeah. You know, so I'm not saying it was like that because at the beginning of the night was fine. Everybody was drinking, having a good time. But, you know, towards the end of the night, people starting to wind down. They start to find that weed bar.
Yeah.
What's that smell?
Is there a skunk at this wedding? This is weird.
You know,
but you're right.
You know what I like watching? I like people watching. So when you smell it, oh, somebody sparked one up.
Yep.
So I always kind of look around the room and look for that one. It's always, I don't want to be, it's always the older lady. She kind of perks up and looks around. Oh, who is it?
Which one of you dirty dopers sparked
which
up?
Which one of you are smoking at my daughter's wedding?
Which one of you is on the weed? Huh?
You know?
Yeah. It's the guy in that,
Nancy's pissed.
It's the guy with that hemp necklace and the hemp sweatshirt on. It's him, I'm pretty sure.
You know?
It's the guy hacky sacking over there. He's the one.
Right. That's when you have Afro Man on cue. Because I got high.
Which, by the way, that's like a 6-minute song. It's insane. It's crazy.
Hey, real quick. Did you see Afro Man at the concert recently? Like this past weekend, I thought?
No.
He tripped on a speaker. Fell off the stage.
Ooh.
Fell like 6 feet. Onto his shoulder. Oh, my, it's brutal.
It's because he got high. That's why.
Because I got high.
I was doing a concert and I tripped on a speaker because I got high. I broke my effing leg on that speaker because I got high. Actually, it is funny you bring up like finding who, like, oh, wait, I smell it. Where is it? So when we were up north this weekend at the hotel.
Where is it?
At one point, I was kind of going and getting myself set up to go out ice fishing. There was a youth hockey tournament, like a high schooler hockey tournament that was going on. And so there was a bunch of kids staying there. Mm-hmm. And this one kid, I don't know if he was playing or what, but anyway, like kind of that typical like, teenager. You're like, you know, kind of had the hair over his face. Not judging the kid, but just kind of had that look. Mm-hmm. Well, I was coming back around and I think I surprised him and I smelt the weed. And he looked like, he had that look like I caught him smoking. So like he snuck out of his parents' hotel room to go smoke weed that he got from his buddy, and I busted him.
That's funny when you catch somebody now. Hey!
Especially if they're
tell your parents
underage, you can just tell like I've ruined this kid's high because you're not gonna tell my mom, are you? It's like it's just like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah,
it's all right.
His heart's already pounding. He's already half nervous.
He's already trying to smoke that terribly rolled joint that his buddy gave him. All right, he's just trying to break away from mom and dad.
Hey,
up on this vacation he doesn't want to be on. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Hey,
no, I let him
loud. Hey,
I let him smoke his weed. Smoke his weed. It's fine. It's fine. I won't narc on you, buddy. Anyway, I'll just tell everyone about it on my radio show. Hopefully, he's not from this area. You were smoking weed, Timmy. I knew it. Anyway.
Smells like a skunk in here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It smells like a pot factory.
A pot factory. My buddy's mom said that to him one time when he got caught.
Fantastic.
Smells like a pot factory in here. A pot factory, huh? That's what you're going with?
Okay, Ma.
Is this the Willy Wonka factory of pot?
You guys did it with your pot factory?
It was funny, just the way she put it. Pot factory.
Pot factory in here. Well, chill out, Mom. God. God.
Smell it again.
You guys are listening to your rap music, smoking your pot. Ridiculous. Anyway. All right, enough of that. We got to keep things moving here, folks. It is time for everyone's favorite bit. Let's get it. Stupid quickies. We'll kick it off with this. Today is National Change Your Password Day. I'm going to make mine password 2 instead now. That's what it is.
Password number 2.
Password 2. I'm going to be completely honest, folks. And I guess I chalk it up to this. I don't have enough for anyone to steal. Like, it's not like I'm some rich billionaire and someone's going to try and take my wealth. So I get the same password for pretty much everything. And
you know
what?
Stop asking me to change the password.
Right.
I got to have 9 different passwords anyway, because now you got to have digits, plus signs, slashes, uppercase, lowercase, well, numbers. You got to have hieroglyphics in there now. It's ridiculous.
Here's the other thing, too, with that. Nowadays, with technology, I can change my password all I want. You know what? I got them all saved on my account. So it's like when I log in, they're going to get it anyway. So just let me have the same password for everything, because it's too complicated. I'm not remembering all of these.
It's my account. Yeah. I should be able to choose whether I have a password or not.
Yeah, it's my own fault. Guess what? Shame on me then, okay? But just let me have the same password for everything, because either way, I got a list on my computer with all of my accounts and passwords because I can't remember them all. And they're going to get it either way if they want it. Just quit making it so difficult. Well, you got to have an uppercase, lowercase, a number. It can't be same as the old password. You got to have a some kind of symbol in there.
There should be 2 options when you sign up for something.
Yeah.
It says create a password, or nobody gives a damn about me, so I don't want a password. Yeah. That should be the other one.
Just easy. All right. Just make it easy on me, okay? Because I can't remember all these effing passwords.
Nobody cares about what's going on in my world.
I put it in wrong 5 times. Now I'm locked out. Well, I can't remember. Yeah. Cripes.
You know, I got the Samsung Pass or whatever. So, once you put a password in, you can save it to that.
Yeah. Everything's linked. If someone wants it, fine, they can have it. They're not going to get much, okay? Mm-hmm. Just let me do password 1 or 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, no.
Keep it easy. What about this? The West Virginia home of a man who was accused of embezzling money from a volunteer fire department caught on fire on Monday. Huh. That sounds like an inside job.
It sounds like an act of God. You know?
And I don't think they're rushing over to put out your house there, Bob.
Nope.
Put out that fire. Oh, you're the guy that stole money from us, huh? Yeah, we're going to let that burn.
You know? You think this is kind of suspicious, though, you know?
Oh, it's that guy. The guy who stole money from the fire department. Huh. Interesting.
Like somebody lit his house on fire.
Yeah. Maybe one of those volunteers I don't know how it happened. Do you want us to put it out, huh? I bet you'd like us to put out that fire, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Not gonna happen.
Let's not take the fire truck out of first gear. Let's take our time here.
Oh, we took a wrong turn. Sorry. You lost everything? That sucks.
GPS.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Lastly, I kind of feel bad about this one. Ira Bob Bourne, a.k.a. the father of Peeps, passed away. He was 98 years old.
Did he choke on a peep?
What is it? I'm glad he's dead.
I mean, it's sad, man. I'm with death upon it.
But I'll be honest, I didn't realize the guy who made Peeps, because I feel like Peeps have been around
since 1755.
Right?
You know? They've been on top of my fridge since 1826.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Same ones. It's actually, I have the same ones that my great-great-grandfather came over to Ellis Island. He left them with me. Still got them.
You know what? Take the Peeps with you, man.
I mean, we had a good run. Okay, but now that the guy who invented Peeps is dead, can we just get rid of him?
Maybe this is it, though. Maybe this is, he was the guy that was holding on. Like, no, I'm We're thick and thin. We're sticking through this.
Look,
everyone passed away. And the secondhand man's like, hey, you know, right, let's just wrap this up. Nobody likes peeps anymore.
We're closing up shop. All right, Bob's all right. gone. He's not gonna know. Okay.
Just a sigh of relief in the shop.
The peeps die with Bob. Okay, they die with him.
Seriously, though.
Of course. Maybe he was onto something. He made it to 98 years old, and I'm guessing he probably ate a lot of peeps. Maybe.
No.
I would rather.
You're living that long eating that stuff.
I would rather die tomorrow than eat a peep. That's what.
Coagulated sugar. What is it?
It's all it is. It's a goo, a sugary goo that is formed into a bird.
A bird, and then covered with like.
Like those weird sprinkles or whatever, those little...
Yeah, that sugar, sugar sprinkle. God, that's gross. God.
I mean, we don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he made a garbage candy if we're going to be completely
just
honest.
Just garbage. You know, you know what? You're up there with circus peanuts.
And black licorice.
And black... Well, I kind of like black licorice.
No. Black licorice, circus peanuts, peeps, and clove gum, all right?
You know what? You're in the $2 for $1 section. That's where you're going.
You ever bit into a rock hard peep? It's the worst, man. You lose a tooth doing that. God, how old is this thing? Well, hey, rest in peace, Ira Bob Bourne. I'm sure you were a great guy, but we hated you, Candy. We just hated you, Candy. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Your comedian for today is Brian McKim.